Inner awareness or mindfulness, it's a critical part of the entire process of intuitive eating. Staying present when you're eating allows you to feel the direct experience of your body and all those sensations with eating. So to help us with this process, the creators of the intuitive eating framework and the workbook where I'm taking the information for this podcast series, they've developed an I Eat training, which is the intuitive eating awareness training. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through that. It's scripted, so I'm going to be reading the script that they have, and you can adapt that with your own voice and record it as you walk through an eating experience. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through the I Eat scripted activity. It's a guided eating activity to help you cultivate your awareness and experience of the many sensory nuances of eating. So it will ultimately contribute to your satisfaction in eating, and that's what we're focused on. We're still on principle number 6 in the intuitive eating workbook, which is feel the satisfaction. Okay, so it would be helpful for you to read aloud the script and record it in your own voice, and then you can replay it during the exercise. They want you to turn off the ringer on your phone, not be disturbed, because the goal is to place all of your attention on the eating process rather than trying to juggle reading with your eating experience. They want you to follow these 5 steps. So number 1, you're going to select a time and place in which you can eat without distraction. Number 2, you're going to choose a small food that you would like to eat that does not require utensils, such as dried fruit, nuts, a pretzel or a piece of chocolate, a slice of bread, a small piece of fruit, some granola or a cookie. And then you're going to provide a napkin and a plate. Number 4, you're going to turn the ringer off on your phone and other devices and incoming texts and things. And number 5, you're going to replay the recording you made of the script and follow the instructions. So I'm going to walk you through that script right now. So the I Eat script. Place your food on a plate or a napkin in front of you. Sit comfortably in your chair and take a couple of deep breaths until you feel relaxed and calm. It is important to take your time and not rush into each of the following experiences. Sight. Without touching your food, notice how it looks on the plate or napkin. Gaze upon it with curiosity, as if you've never seen this type of food before. Notice the color, the shape, any nooks and crannies and shadows. How would you describe what you observe to someone who has never seen this food? There is no right or wrong way to describe your observation. Just notice and engage your eyes. Smell. Place your nose near the food and gently inhale. What does the food smell like? Is there a scent? Perhaps hints of vanilla, mint, chocolate, or a spicy or pungent aroma? Is the scent subtle or strong? Or perhaps the scent is fragrant, but neither subtle nor strong. There's no right or wrong way to experience aroma. Just notice. Touch. Pick up the food and place it in your hand. Notice how it feels in your hand. Perhaps it's smooth, rough, sharp, crumbly, sticky, brittle, crusty, heavy, or light. There is no wrong or right way to describe physical sensations of touch. Just notice and feel the texture. Sound. Take a small bite of the food. How does it sound as you take a bite? Perhaps crunchy, crackly, dull, slurpy, or wispy. There's no wrong nor right way to describe what you hear. Just listen and notice. Mouth feel. Without taking another bite, roll the food around in your mouth and notice how it feels. Is the texture rough, crumbly, dry, sticky, moist, light, or something else? Resist the urge to chew the food. Just notice how the texture of the food changes as it sits on your tongue. Perhaps it's beginning to get soggy, to disintegrate, or to become stringy or sharp. There's no wrong or right way to describe physical sensations of food in your mouth. Just notice and feel the texture gradually change. Taste. How does the food taste? Perhaps sweet, sour, bitter, salty, pungent, or bland? What happens to the taste of the food as it sits on your tongue? Does it get stronger or perhaps more subtle and less distinct? Are new flavors emerging as the food dissolves on your tongue? There is no wrong or right way to taste your food. Just observe and notice the nuance of flavors. Next, chew your bite of food, and when you feel ready, swallow it. Notice how the food feels as it travels down your throat. Take another bite of your food and repeat this process. Now that you have experienced paying attention to the specific sensations when eating, it's important to continue this practice of mindful eating. So for the next week, select 6 meals or snacks in which you devote your attention to all those sensory aspects of eating. You can use the I Eat practice worksheet, and they've got that in their book on page 140 in the workbook. So again, if you're new to joining, I'm reviewing the 10 principles for nourishing a healthy relationship with food from the Intuitive Eating Workbook by Evelyn Tribal and Elise Resch. Two dietitians that have really been the pioneers in intuitive eating since the 90s. But they give you a worksheet to pay attention, check off all those experiences that you have while you do this IE process. And then take some time for reflection where you're going to focus on how did this IE experience compare with your usual process of eating. Probably I'm going to guess for myself, I would really enjoy the food more because I'm really focused on it. Or if it was a food I didn't enjoy, I would probably have more awareness of that. Think about the time that you spend eating and all those different experiences sensory-wise that came with that food. And then ask yourself, like, what would have to change for you to be able to eat this way with most of your meals? So you could consider setting an intention to select one meal, like lunch every day, maybe where you start the practice. It would have to be a meal where you're not going to be distracted. So, for example, I know for me, as a single mom with 3 young kids, it's not going to be supper where I'm able to have this focus and go through this process. So I would probably pick lunch because that's the meal I'm generally on my own for. And then I want you to think about how did paying attention to sensory aspects contribute to your satisfaction in eating. So as you went through this IE process, did you find that you felt more satisfied at the end of the meal? Because that's the goal, right? To increase that satisfaction factor. And you can also do an advanced IE practice, which is distracting thoughts. So, you know, when you're eating, if a thought comes into your mind, it's kind of just like during meditation, you're going to return to your breath. So pick a sensory thing that you're going to focus on. So if a distracted thought comes in during the process, go back to what's the taste of the food. Pick one thing. Don't pick all of the sensory aspects, but or you could go back to what's the texture of the food if that thought comes in, and gently direct your mind to that focal point that you've picked, like how is the taste or how is the texture, and don't make yourself wrong for those thoughts coming in because that's normal. but we want to really focus on the eating experience. All right, so I'm going to leave it there for today. And I would encourage you to take this I Eat practice and implement it and see how that changes your satisfaction with the meal. It's so cool when we actually take the time to have the awareness of what we're actually doing in the present moment. We can get so much satisfaction out of the food that we've chosen to eat, or maybe we'll identify foods that we don't really enjoy, right? So it's all about finding out what works for you with your taste buds, with your texture, desires, and different things, right? So it's really giving you back the control of your eating experience. So that's it for today. If you find it helpful, please share it with a friend and come back next time where I'm going to talk about sensory-specific satiety, the last bite threshold, and talk about how the environment can influence that satisfaction with the meal as well. Thanks for listening.